this is a special meeting of the Historic Preservation Commission, University City, May 1st, 2014. The first item on our agenda are the minutes of the previous meeting from April 17th, 2014. We're going to postpone that until our next regularly scheduled meeting. The next item is old business. And Zach, I'm going to have you introduce that. But I first wanted to disclose to the group that I learned this week that our firm does for the Blue Trolley Transportation District. So I'm going to abstain from any discussion or vote of the item from the first applicant, just out of an abundance of caution. So Zach, you would introduce it, please.
As you're aware, so this was postponed at the last meeting. I have the PowerPoint from last time with some of the pictures if anyone needs to refer back to it, but I'll hold off until discussion. And the material submitted, the revised material submitted by the applicant was emailed, so I'll turn it over to them.
Good evening. I'm sure y'all can see it up here, but you can probably see it in your packet better, especially the next couple of pictures. But we went back to the drawing board, as you say, and tried to make the lighting as symmetrical as possible. So what we've provided is four overhead lights on each of the four main corners, if you will. The lighting levels are not quite as good as what they were previously. However, they do fall within standard. So everything from an engineering standpoint is okay. And then the symmetric issue has been answered as well. So I just wanted to show the overhead view of the symmetrics. And then I've got a couple more photos that show this is, it's an approximation, but it's as good as I could get. The circles, well, the circles did show the light positions, but you can see them just fine on the other one as well. Light poles on all four corners. No longer is there the pedestrian light hanging off the opposite side from the arm. I think that was one comment that came from last week as well. I don't know if there's any questions concerning the redesign or any comments.
Is there any questions?
I'm thrilled. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad we can help.
Would anyone like to make a motion?
I move that we accept the plan as they're presented this meeting, the lights in the position.
So the motion is that we recommend approval.
Approval.
I second.
Okay. All in favor?
Wonderful. Thank you all very much.
All right. Thanks again, and sorry for having to call us, but meeting
on
that. We appreciate it. Zach, second item, if you would introduce that, please.
So, again, if anyone needs to refer to old pictures, I have them ready, but this, as you're aware, was again discussed at the last meeting. It was on the last agenda. It was presented as a discussion item, informational only. But through the discussion and some of the suggestions, it's being brought back with a vote requested. And Mr. Wilson with Public Works and Parks is here to explain the proposal.
Thank you for this opportunity to improve on the roundabout, because I think what we did and your suggestions as we move forward makes it a little bit better. I was concerned with the staggered curb and the pavers. We have a maintenance item between those two items. So we have gone to the bright green line is a solid curb now. It'd be a granite curb. It does connect into the existing curb. They missed on the drawing. They missed down in the southern portion. That curb should be moved over so it touches the existing curb so that cars and whatnot can't squeeze their way through there. That area in between the existing curb and the new curb will be a landscape bed. I've talked with UCity and Bloom. We originally had talked about the idea of ivy. They said ivy won't work, but in Forest Park, which our Jesse Gilbertson, who's our new U City and Bloom director, worked before, he said they did a roundabout with about a 4-inch high plant, and he's sending me pictures of that, but he thinks that would be a much better ground cover in the light green space. The sidewalks are going to be at the same level as the curb as it leaves the existing curb and then comes toward the pavement. It will have the typical ADA ramp for people then to cross. And I think that covers the suggestions, and I think the recommendation is to go ahead with this new proposal.
Any questions from any members of the commission?
If we vote to approve this, I think we would still like to see a corrected drawing, just for the record.
Yes.
With those curbs tapering back.
Any other comments from any members of the commission? Would like to make a motion?
I'll move that we approve it with the stipulation that we have a record drawing that corresponds to what was discussed here.
Okay. Anyone like to second the motion?
Second.
Okay. All in favor, say aye. Aye. All opposed?
Thank you.
The motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you.
All right. Item number 3, new business, none. Item number 4, other business public comments. We have no application for public comments. I assume there are none, but speak now or forever hold your peace. All right. Then item number 5 is adjournment. Thank you, everyone.
My kind of meeting.
Thank you all. See you guys.
Great. Before the make sure.